boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know when you're like stupidly excited about something and you just are afraid people are going to judge you for it?
Yeah, I get obsessed with things.
Can I tell you how freaking excited I am for Dancing with the Stars? Now, here's the thing. I think I've only ever watched one season in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing things differently this year, like marketing-wise, to really get me hyped up.
Okay.
But I also think I know a lot of people versus, like, in previous years, it'd maybe be, like, one or two people I knew. So I didn't really care to watch it. I mean, you already have Alex Earle, right? Isn't she on it?
Yeah.
And then you've got the two girls from...
The Mormon Wives.
Uh-huh. Those are already confirmed in that one guy who knows... Animals. I'm trying to think of his name.
Oh, Steve Irwin.
The son.
Steve Irwin's son.
I can't remember his name.
Whose name is something. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember.
And then they just confirmed today that you would mostly know him from like Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. And like he's the Lavender Haze guy.
Yeah.
That she like, you know, touches his chest during the song and stuff like that. He's been confirmed as a pro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so freaking excited to keep texting you and Kylie. And then we're also in a group with Spencer, who does not care at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I keep sending you guys like videos and things. And I'm like, no one's really saying a whole lot. And I'm just like, am I being annoying yet?
It's a lot of information, I will say. I would like you to first and foremost apologize to me for making fun of me for being this way about Love Island. I get this way about shows. Normally it's dating shows. I'm going to give this a fair chance, though, because I think, like you said, they're starting to... like updated a little bit. I don't want to say they only ever have old people on there, but there's always like some older celebrities who aren't really up to much that I am prepared to become obsessed.
Really?
If it's good enough.
Oh. Are you thinking we still need more people that are just as good that you know? Or are you fine right now with the cast and the rest could be like people we don't know?
I'm excited about what we've seen so far, but I feel that the rest of them need... I'm prepared to be disappointed is... how I should say it, because they've announced four really, really good, exciting contestants that I'm like, are the rest of them going to be old people? I don't know.
Well, I know they're doing it on Good Morning America. My thought is I think they're so good that they're waiting for the other ones.
They always do that.
Do they really? Oh, yeah, well, my thought maybe was that the rest are really, really good, or maybe the rest are crappy. So,
well, it's going to be one of the two extremes, and I guess we'll find out next week.
Well,
don't call me at 7 a.m. when they're doing the announcements. I'm not awake.
How'd you know? I was going to do that.
I just had a feeling, and I'll tell you right now, I'm not awake. Besties, I did it, and I am paying for it today. I went on a run last night, which I did document, and you can see my little vlog in Those Girls Sweat Squad, which is our private group on Facebook. And I will credit our group for kind of giving me the idea of even trying this. There's a couple people who are very dedicated runners in our group. And they swear by it. They say it like helps clear their mind. They love starting their day off that way. And I'm like, well, I know that's not going to be me, but I'm going to give it a shot. So I did last night. And I won't lie to you that my legs are like kind of destroyed today, but I'm glad that I did it.
Did you clear your mind?
My mind was mostly just like, please help me, save me. Oh my God, I'm dying right now.
Yeah, it didn't clear your mind at all.
No, I have a long way to go if this is something I want to get into to experience the runner's high or whatever it is they say they get.
Well, I'll tell you this right now that Neighbor Man saw your video, your little vlog in Those Girls Sweat Squad. And he's like, I think when Taylor turns 30, because he's got this whole thing where you go into a house, whether that's like marathon running, it's wine drinking, reading books, and there's one other one that I'm forgetting what it is. He thinks you're going to go into the house of marathons when you turn 30.
I invite him to drive past me next time I go on a run because I think he quickly would be like, not cut out for it.
Were you just swearing words like really loud the entire time?
I was heave-hoeing, panting, and mind you, I was vlogging too, which is also not my personality. So I'm yelling at my phone like, I just got hit with a bug. I'm like, I don't know if anybody can hear me. I have my headphones in. I'm like, I'm just pretending that nobody's around. I hope not, because I look like really crazy right now.
If you want to see the video for yourself, join Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook.
It's a private group, but request to join and we'll get you in ASAP.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online. with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I hate to inform you that we are cringy texters, apparently.
I don't doubt that one bit.
What? I mean...
Well, the way I text, I feel like it's probably cringy. I mean, I love to send voice memos.
Oh, it is very grandmotherly of you.
I love to send voice memos. And then I know you're doing a better job about, like, if you send a wrong text.
I try to edit it instead of sending 16 corrections.
I send 16 corrections, and I do not care.
Well, it's actually none of those things that Gen Z have deemed cringy. What they have decided is not cool. Drop it. Stop doing it. LOL.
I don't know. I do haha. I don't think I do LOL.
Really?
I only do LOL if I feel awkward.
Okay. See, that's what I wanted to talk about here. Because, yes, I understand. I'm saying LOL. And am I seriously laughing out loud? Almost never.
No.
I'm doing it because I feel like if I don't add it in there, people think I'm being too serious or that what I'm saying has a certain undertone, I guess. That's why I do LOL. And I am totally guilty of doing it a lot. Or if I don't know what to say.
Nope.
I say LOL.
Mine is H-A-H-A. Ha ha.
That's probably just as bad.
That's it. Well, wait, when they tell me that, then maybe I'll stop. But
I won't stop.
I only do LOL if I was like, I'm trying to think of something awkward, okay? Like, if I were to be like, hey, I found your underwear on the floor in your office. LOL. Like, that's awkward, and I didn't really want to have to text them that. LOL. And I did not text anyone that, because why are you looking
at
me?
Well, I'm just wondering whose undies you found today.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We had to completely strip our bedding last night because of what we found.
Do I want to know?
Luckily, it wasn't in the bed, but I started panicking because technically I didn't see it, but I had a suspicion. We found a flea. Here's the dealio.
A flea?
Yeah, so I took the dogs out last night. Around like 8:30, 8:45. And when they came back in, our littlest baby one, Zaw, was just acting weird immediately. Like mother instinct went into full effect. Mm. He was acting really weird. And then he was scratching himself. And it wasn't a normal scratch. It was like a weirder, more intense scratch, I guess I would say. And it was to the point that I'm like, I think he might hurt himself because he's scratching so hard. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let me tell him to stop. So I said, please stop scratching yourself. Stop. And he wouldn't.
That was very polite of you to tell your dog that.
Please stop. And then he wouldn't stop. And then I tried to get him to stop, and then he wouldn't stop. So I was like, something's not right. Mm-hmm. So I asked my boyfriend, neighbor man, I'm like, can we just flip him over and let's see if there's something going on? Like, my first thought was a tick. I hate ticks.
Yeah, it's really gross.
I do not like them whatsoever. And he does an examination of him, and he's like, he's got a flea on him. Mm-hmm. Luckily, it was only one. So I think we caught it in the moment. But I go into full panic mode. I'm like, burn the house. Let's bomb it. Like, I was like,
set it on fire.
Literally. And so we take Zahn, we put him into the bathroom, and we didn't have anything for that moment. Like, we didn't have flea bag. We did for cat, but not for dog. Mm-hmm. So he had to run to the store last night. I stayed with Zahn in the bathroom, and we had to bathe him, and then we gave everybody treatments just to make sure everybody's good. And we examined everybody. Everybody else is fine. So I think we literally nipped it in the butt. But oh my God. I still want to burn the whole house down. We're going to do a cleaning. Like, we have already started cleaning things,
right.
But, you know, we both have to work. But.
It's like one of those things, do you get this way when, like, even if you see a bug,
uh-huh.
like, crawling in the kitchen, you're like, oh, my God, you start itching. And you're
like, they're everywhere.
Did you itch yourself to sleep last night or just
at
the thought?
I did a little bit. Even, like, now look at me now. I'm, like, even now talking about it. I'm, like, my knee itches.
Like, suddenly I feel like I need to wash my hair.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Pretty warm out there.
Is it? When I came to work, it was cold.
No, it was like nice this morning. And then I was out running around with producer Ben. Don't ask questions.
I was
sweating. Honestly.
Still?
Yeah. Well, no, not right now.
I was like,
now.
No, you're not. You're lying through your teeth over there. With a heated space heater.
And my blankie.
And her heated blankie.
I was sweating when I was outside, though, which has me a little conflicted. Because I'm like, okay, we have a 3-day weekend coming up. Of course, I'm thinking about that. And I don't know, like, do I treat it like a full summer day, a full summer weekend, get the baby pool out, you know, maybe make a little frozen drink. Or do we go full fall and treat myself to Spirit Halloween and maybe some decorating?
Full fall. I decorated for fall last weekend, or this weekend that just happened.
Wow.
And then I discovered I don't have enough, so if you need to go to the store.
Okay, what does that mean?
Oh, I don't have enough. I sold all my Halloween decorations before the last Halloween, and then now I only have, like, I want to go more pink Halloween, because that's, like, kind of the vibe now, and that was last year, too. So I need more pink Halloween, more stuff, more crap to decorate the house. So if you want to go. And then even this morning, I woke up and I was like, smells fall out here. Mm-hmm. And so I made my boyfriend go with me to one of our local coffee shops in Marion. And I had to get my dirty chai latte.
Okay, so you fully embraced it.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Where are you? I don't know. I'm confused.
You need to have a pumpkin spice in your hand right now, stat.
I know. And honestly, I should just walk by Home Depot because I might be convinced to buy that big old skeleton.
Do it for the station.
No. Sorry. No, screw you guys. I want it at my house.
You know me. You know that I'm going to never live down the fact that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. Okay?
I'm hoping maybe this, like, cools off by next week.
Probably not.
In your very hurt heart.
Oh, I'm very hurt. So, I brought it up again last night with my boyfriend, neighbor man, but in a little bit of a different way.
Okay.
I was like, do you remember the moment that you knew you wanted to marry me?
Whoa, that's loaded.
Why?
I mean, my God.
Because I remember the exact moment that I was like, you know what? I'm going to marry this guy.
Okay.
I had been drinking a little bit.
Well, that's how all good love stories start.
And he was making me broccoli chicken fettuccine Alfredo, okay, in the kitchen at his place. And I just remember looking at him because we had such a great day. We went for a hike and everything. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to marry this guy.
No, you were just wasted and hungry. But good one.
That was the
probably. Let's be honest. Who gets excited about broccoli?
It's like, I'm going to marry this guy.
Non-giving marriage.
He's making me broccoli. I'm so in love.
Yeah, good lie. Okay, what was the issue?
That really was the moment for me. Okay? Uh-huh. But I was drunk, so we'll hold that one there. But he's like, oh, you know what? I don't know if there was an exact moment. I said, you don't love me then. You don't love me. I knew you never loved me. I'd like to give him that joke. He's like, no, there's just moments, things that you do, things that we do together that I'm like, I want to marry that girl. He's like, you're very nice to me. You care about me. I'm like, man, but blah, 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 crap like that. I need to know the exact moment that you were like, I want to marry this girl. And I said, when was the latest? He's like, I don't remember. Oh, is that how guys' brains work?
I think, like, you got to stop bringing this up. Otherwise, those moments are going to be few and far between. I feel that if there is such a thing as an adult card, mine is absolutely revoked. Kind of like a man card. People are like, oh my God, you lost your man card.
Do we have women cards?
I don't know. Do we have just adult cards? These are questions I have. Because I think...
Girl, I don't even think you ever had your adult card.
Well, yeah, you know what? To be fair, I'm not sure I ever fully possessed mine. And if I did, it's gone today. Because I really proved myself to be...
Stupid? Just go ahead and say it.
Yeah. Dumb. Still calling my mommy and my daddy. Let me tell you what happened. So I told you that I have been going to financial advising meetings with...
Just kidding. I love you.
I like to make it sound... No, I feel so bad. I'm so serious. So my boyfriend Curly's brother just started his career in that field. And I was like, okay, I'll do you a solid and I'll be your client. You don't know what you're getting yourself into because your girl has like $4 in her savings account. But that's fine.
Same.
So I had another meeting this morning. And they're talking to me. The first one was a lot of like getting to know me, my goals, how much money I don't have, things like that. And then today was more so like, okay, what are some immediate steps we can do? What are some different types of insurance or accounts, things like Roth and other
words?
I don't know until today. And he's like, the guy who's mentoring him is telling me all this information. And he's really breaking it down for this dummy dum-dum. But at the end of it, he goes, okay, so what are you thinking about this? What's your initial reaction? And I go, honestly, to call my dad. He's like, okay, that's fine. And I said, I, not to be that person, but that's just who I talk to about all this stuff. Because I feel like he can always give me the guidance. He knows me. He knows I'm stupid. Yeah, he loves me for it. But he'll let me know. He's like, I love how dumb you are.
Sorry. My dad loves me because I'm stupid.
But that's just who I trust and who I go to.
So you're going to ask your daddy if you should be working with a financial advisor. That's who it is, right?
Well, that and if I should, you know, buy into any of these different accounts. Should I be putting money here? Like, he knows about
Do you remember any of the accounts?
Like life insurance or something?
We have life insurance here.
Yeah.
I think you're solid, but keep going.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know what type of retirement account you have? Roth? Okay.
One that I would like to touch as soon as possible.
You can't. There are rules.
I have learned that.
Depending
recently.
On your account, there are rules on when you can pull out from your retirement account.
Well, I haven't tried yet. But if they allow me to.
I would like to pull out for an iced coffee today.
What?
Can I?
He keeps asking when I want to retire. And I'm like, my guy, tomorrow, yesterday.
I think it's safe to say everybody kind of knows like your parents' body language. And you definitely know when they're like upset something. My dad is not one to really use a lot of words if I'm to say anything.
How the heck did you come from him?
Respectfully. Like that. He's not much of a talker. And so like if things are, you know, even just in general, not much of a talker, but like if things are upsetting or exciting or whatever, he doesn't really talk. It's more I have to figure that out through his body language. So as a kid, the biggest thing I could tell if like my dad was upset with me or something is he would always go and he would like sigh. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, uh-oh, like I'm in trouble or uh-oh, he's mad about something. Well, my boyfriend neighbor man does the exact same thing. Even last night in bed, he was like, and so I immediately look to him and I go, are you mad? What'd I do?
Oh, you know? God.
But I'm going to tell you, every single time that he does that and I say that, since the last year and a half that we've been dating, he goes, I'm not. I was just decompressing.
Oh.
But I can't get that out of my head that when somebody sighs, they're mad. Because even I asked my sister about it. She goes, oh, my God, I do the exact same thing. And her husband goes, I'm just breathing. Like, I'm not mad.
Oh, she thinks it's because he's mad,
She thinks it's because he's mad at her, too. And I think it's just because of, like, that's how our dad, you know, kind of showed it when he was mad. And now I don't know how I'll ever get out of that mindset to not say, are you mad? Because I know he's not, but I don't know why my first instinct every time is like, are you mad? Do you have anything like that?
Okay, so I'm, like, really trying to think about what Curly does. I feel like he is kind of the silent type. Like, Like, I've never had him get, like, real snippy with me personally. So I'm going to have to pay attention. My dad, easy. Also not a super chatty guy, is never going to be like, I'm upset. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not how he operates.
I'm upset now.
Everybody in the room just know I am mad. He's never going to do that. I can think of two things. My dad has a lethal eye roll. And I know I do, too.
Okay.
I think that's where I get it from. Like,
I've seen it before.
He'll just roll his eyes. That is one easy way. But what's confusing is if he's mad or somebody says something that he thinks is like, a little ridiculous, he, like, laughs. He'll, like, chuckle, like,
when he's mad?
When he's, like, something like that.
Oh, I don't like that.
Like, laughs at all.
You thought the eye roll was lethal. I think that's lethal.
I know.
What if he laughs at a joke and now you don't know if he's mad?
Two different laughs. One is very like, ugh, come on. You know what? Kind of like a sigh, I guess, but more of a little bit of a giggle to it.
Okay. And then the normal laugh is just a normal laugh?
A normal laugh is a normal laugh.
I'm never going to do that in front of you.
No, because I probably would be like,
are you mad at me?
Are you disgusted with me?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
Trending.
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Weddings are expensive.
Yes.
And it can be a little awkward, I feel, as a guest and as the bride and groom I guess I've never had a wedding before, but you're always like, how much money do I stick in the card as a guest? Or what?
Yeah.
What do I put
That's
on?
That's not my biggest thing. Because if it's awkward. Like family, if it's really close, like my sister, I'm like, well, I feel like you're my sister. I have to do a lot.
Right.
If it's a cousin I hardly ever talk to, I'm like, is 50 too low?
Right.
If it's a coworker, now I'm really feeling awkward because we got to see each other today, and you're going to be like, what a cheapo,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, she only put $5 in my card.
Yeah.
It's awkward. Well, let's make things more awkward. There is a couple going viral for having a plate auction at their reception because they were trying to basically raise money for their honeymoon, which is a lot of what a lot of people say, like, no gifts, please. Well, basically give us cash or give us nothing. So they, because you know when you're at a wedding and you've had some champagne and wine and things, when it comes to dinner time, you're like, please, God, let our table go first. I don't want to wait. Instead of going by table number, they said, okay, we know everyone's hungry. We are auctioning off the first plate of dinner. Whoever buys it, their table gets served first. Proceeds will go to our Alaska fishing trip honeymoon. And then the plate sold for
$1,500.
$1,500? Uh-huh. And then they just kept on keeping on with the bidding. No. So people were basically buying their space in line.
No.
You hate it.
No.
Who do you hate it for? You hate it for everyone?
I hate it. Don't. No. 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 Here's why I hate it. Way to make people feel awkward.
That is the biggest.
Like, you don't know what some of the people in that room are dealing with financially.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even putting $50 in your card was already a stretch for them that week. And now you want to auction off. And then you and I have been in rooms, right, where it's like an auction or it's a fundraiser of some sort.
Mm.
And sometimes you can feel guilty.
Oh, you feel that pressure, yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, that table over there hasn't donated. And you're like, well, kind. Like,
I just bought a new car.
I really can't afford this. So now you're making people feel uncomfortable and feel like they have to do more, even though they really probably can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this so much.
Oh, my God.
I'm just also a firm believer, like, if you want to go all out, go all out. And I hope you have the money for it.
Right. Let people decide, though, if they want to, like,
but
really gift you.
If you're wanting to go all out for a wedding and then you want to have a honeymoon, then you better have had that money.
Okay, Mom.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you yelling at me? Jeez, I'm scared.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
How do we fix man eyes?
Girl, I do not know. I do sympathize, though.
Okay. I know people joke about it, and they're like, oh, man eyes. You didn't see that? But I swear to God, my boyfriend, Amber Man, has the biggest case of man eyes.
What are we talking? Like, he's looking for mayo in the fridge, and it's right in front of him, and he goes, babe, where's the mayo?
Oh, that's, I mean, that's all the time. But it's even bad that I'm like, how did you not see that mess? And you were completely fine walking right past it and living your life. Like, for, I'll give you 16,000 examples of his
Please
man eyes.
Do.
Okay, first one was, over the weekend, I had cleaned. We have a little, like, square grass pad for Zaw, our littlest puppy. In case he can't make it outside in time, he'll go onto the grass pad because he's a little baby, okay? So I cleaned that, you know, got all the stuff off of it, and it's been sitting outside to air off. And he hasn't thought, I don't know, yesterday was Wednesday, to bring it inside. Now, I could too, okay? I'll give him the
right
benefit of the doubt. But you haven't seen it and thought maybe I'll help her out. I'll pick it out. Even then yesterday, I went to the bathroom, and there's a, like, a roll of toilet paper that's already done and used, and it's just sitting on top of the toilet. You didn't think, you're the one who faces it. I don't.
You know what? That's probably the most valid thing you've ever said.
Well, I'm saying you're the one who sees it. My back's to it. It's on top of the toilet. How come every time you went to the bathroom, you didn't think, oh, you know what? Let me grab that. The trash is right there. And then there'll be times that, like, you know, our little dog Zaw will make an accident in the house and he just walks right past it. And
like,
open those eyes.
How do men just walk past crap and dirt and whatever of a mess is happening and they don't see it? Or do you? Or what? I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's like a battle of, like, do you see it and you just don't care, or you're just too lazy? Do you want to hear my man eyes thing that happened, like, literally not that long ago? So my boyfriend Curly texted me when he was at home for lunch, sent me a picture of a loaf of bread and said, did you just get this loaf of bread? No, I didn't. His brother who lives with us did. So I responded and I said, I believe that's your brother's, but there's another loaf in the pantry. He goes, yeah, so there was mold on every single piece. I'm like, why'd you ask then? Why'd you pull it out and send me pictures of it if there's mold on the bread?
Mold?
He sent me a picture of the moldy loaf and was like, can I eat this? If you want to die. I just need everybody to be prepared that after today, Destiny will be convinced constantly that she's dying.
She's not wrong.
You so nonchalantly earlier said, oh my gosh, my Aura ring is available for pickup tonight, which I knew you've been like super interested in this for a long time. However, I worry for you that it's sometimes too much information is not a good thing. And I fear that you will think everything means death. I've seen people on TikTok talk about this, that they're like, oh my gosh, if anything is slightly off on my Aura ring, I start to immediately panic that I'm sick or something's wrong with me or I'm literally dying. And I just know, I know how you are, that a little tweak could mean a full spiral.
Yeah, I think you're
Why are you so calm about this?
Because I know I'm going to be like this. God bless you and everybody around me because I will think that. I'm also one of those people who would say it out loud. I'll be like, you guys, I think it's happening today. So if I don't show up tomorrow, that's why. Somebody cover my shift.
How do we approach this?
Exactly like that. Here's the thing. I don't know if this is a good excuse or not, but I may be calling our boss, Chad Taylor, on days that I think I might be sick or something. I'm dying of some sort. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, my Aura ring said my biometrics are off. I'm not coming in today. And he better use that as a good excuse because I'm going to be using it a lot.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, if you're going to do that, you better let me borrow the stupid thing and let me take my days off then.
She's like, Chad, I borrowed Destiny's ring and the ring also says I'm going to.
It said that I have been dead for years.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, the National Day didn't really help me. It's just because day. And I'm like, what the heck am I supposed to do that when it comes to a trivia question?
I don't know.
Neither do I. So you know what? I did completely something else. We're just going to do our normal basic trivia
something
question.
Something fun.
Stats show that 5% of us are deathly afraid of this animal. Mm. What is it?
I feel like everybody has at least one. At least one.
Can you count insects for Taylor?
Ooh. Hate. Really hate. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Stats show that 5% of us are deathly afraid of this animal. What is it?
But it's only 5%, so it's not that many people. It's maybe not so common.
You gotta think of a weird animal.
That nobody else is scared of, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
What animal are you scared of?
I gotta think about it.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me think about it. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Does stingrays count? I think just for obvious reasons, I'm scared of them.
I think I have touched them before at like an aquarium.
Oh, and piranhas. I've never been in.
Okay, so the aquatics.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Question tonight. Stats show that 5% of us are deathly afraid of this animal. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Deb said dogs.
Why? They're so cute.
I can't relate. But did you have any friends growing up? Like, I had one friend who, there's always one person terrified of dogs. It's the people who didn't grow up with dogs and maybe had like a bad experience at a family member's. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But you're like, how are you scared of the cutest thing ever?
So it's funny. My sister, Caitlin, I'm going to shout her out. She was terrified of dogs. And I don't really know why, because we didn't really have any bad, like, situations or anything, but she was terrified. Then when my dad married my stepmom, she got a dog, a little chihuahua. My sister was like, keep that dog away from me. And then it was funny.
Ouch.
No, but wait, but wait. The dog kind of realized that she was kind of scared of the dog, and it was a chihuahua. So the dog would only ever put one paw on her. Dog would sit right next to her on the lap and just put one paw. Like, I think I'm only allowed to do this. It was the funniest thing. Now, fast forward, she got a dog.
Can you resist that? That's the cutest thing ever.
You get suckered into it. They're so freaking
cute,
man.
They're just adorable. Especially a chihuahua.
I know.
They're tiny.
I mean, their bark is pretty
fierce.
Scary. Yeah, right? 3015 said birds. Freaking birds are terrible.
I mean,
you know, it's sometimes like you wonder, are they spies secretly?
Well, that is fair. You ever been swooped at by a bird, though?
The geese. Can we count that?
Geese are scary. I feel like at when my parents had a house in Anamosa, we would get, what is it, barn swallows or something that, like, they get real territorial and they will swoop at you. It's not cute.
A barn what?
Swallow, maybe? Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. It's something like that.
I now remember. Okay. Screw the aquatics I said earlier. I know what I'm terrified of.
What's that?
It would be the geese.
Yeah.
Because they attack you, and I've been attacked by one.
They are mean.
And then one time I was chased by a bull.
Why were you somewhere where a bull was?
Well, it was back in the day. My mom lived on a farm, and the bull got out. It tends to happen. Don't ask questions. And then we had to get to the school bus, which was at the end of the driveway. So we were all trying to be really quiet. But then, you know me, I like to press my luck a little bit. So right. I was being loud. And then the
like,
bull
here,
heard.
Bull, here, bull. Like, were you, like...
Okay, you hear my laugh just now. I'm not a quiet person, okay? I was very purposely loud.
You deserved
I wanted to see what would happen if the bull
heard
us.
Horn up the tush.
Well, then the bull ran after us. All of us girls. My one little sister just stood there, terrified. And my other bigger sister had to, like, grab her and throw us in the house so we wouldn't get hit by a bull.
You sound really guilty right now as you're laughing about getting chased by a bull.
Because I'm telling you, I purposely was loud. I wanted to see what would happen. Now I know. Don't do it.
Maybe not to a bull. 2511 said, snakes.
I could see you being...
I don't like... I mean, like, you know, people that have pet snakes and, like, they'll pull them out of their cage. And I will, like, stand near it and maybe with my tiny little finger just pet its head.
That's funny.
I do not want to hold them. I'm scared.
I do.
They freak me out a little bit.
They used to be my favorite animal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, I remember going to the zoo. I think it was the Des Moines Zoo, to be quite honest with you. And I was like, give me the snakes. I love snakes.
That doesn't make sense for you for some reason.
I know. Now I don't care. Like, oh, I want to touch one. If one was here, I'd let it be on me.
Oh.
But not my favorite.
No, that's not. I don't like that at all. At all.
Stats show that 5% of us are deathly afraid of this animal. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
I'm just saying, if there's ever a bull outside the Z studio, don't go out there
I'm wrapping you in a red blanket and throwing you out there. Good luck.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
You know, I was kind of disappointed that today wasn't like a fun national holiday, like National Pizza Day or something.
Well, you know, not every day can be a good day.
That is true. But I did come up with a trivia question I still think is a lot of fun. The question is, stats show that 5% of us are deathly afraid of this animal. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Birds.
Birds.
5% of people are deathly afraid of birds.
I guess I just don't think about them that much. But, like, if one swoops at me... I don't like it. You know what? No, I lied. I'm such a big liar. My brother had a bird for a while, like a pet.
Oh, yeah?
I was terrified.
Ones that talk?
He didn't talk. His name was Linus. He really liked to swoop at people, and he meant it lovingly, but I'm not kidding, hit the deck every time that he swooped at me. It did not matter where it was.
In school, they taught you the stop, drop, and roll for the fire. came in handy, although you weren't using it for a fire.
Oh, I'm not kidding. I have never moved so fast in my life. And this is not that long. This is only a couple years ago.
Maybe
that
you should
I would
get a bird again. It's like a nice little workout. I'd go over there.
Yeah, you're doing like burpees.
I hate bird pees.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.